Today we learned of the passing of Dr. Meyer Friedman, one of the men behind the theory of type A behavior. You know the type: aggressive, impatient, stressed out, and prone to heart disease.
Dr. Friedman was a cardiologist who was 90 years old and still hard at work at Mount Zion Medical Center in San Francisco until his death this past Friday. According to Dr. Barton Sparagon, his protege and medical director of the Meyer Friedman Institute, the type A theory came into being thanks to an upholsterer, a waiting room, and some chairs that needed fixing.
What Dr. Friedman began to notice in his waiting room were the chairs were being worn in a very unusual way. The front edges of the arms of the chairs and the front edge of the seat of the chair were being completely worn away. And when he called an upholsterer in to get them fixed, the upholsterer said, "This is really unusual, Dr. Friedman. Usually we see the backs of the arms worn. What's going on? What kind of people do you see here?" And Dr. Friedman then began to realize that indeed people were sitting literally at the edge of their seats, very impatiently waiting to jump into his office and talk to him. And that started his observation that people with heart disease were in a hurry and often very easily irritated by minor things.
Along with fellow heart specialist Ray Rosenman, Friedman introduced type A theory in the 1950s, but it didn't become jargon until the publication of a best-selling book, Type A Behavior and Your Heart, in 1974. Dr. Friedman not only observed the type A behavior in his patients, but exhibited many of the traits himself. In fact, for much of his early life, he was known as Cannonball Mike. He suffered 2 heart attacks, survived 2 bypass surgeries, and worked for years trying to tame his type A personality into a mellow type B. Dr. Sparagon says he succeeded.
He would probably say he was a recovering type A, but for all that I could observe, and based on his own criteria, I have no doubt that he would have scored in the type B range. He was a calm, unhurried person who used to use one of his favorite expressions was, "Make time your friend." And he had accomplished that.
Meyer Friedman died last Friday in San Francisco at age 90.